You're listening to SBS News.
There were dramatic scenes south of Manila as onlookers watched plumes of smoke rise and ash clouds choke the air. Lightning strikes lit up the night sky and tremors shook the local area on Sunday. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says the volcano in Batangas province blasted steam, ash and pebbles into the sky. The institute raised the hazard level because of a possible eruption within hours or days, which could cause a tsunami in the Taal Lake where the volcano is situated. Thousands of residents from nearby villages have evacuated and fisherman Fernando Calinasan is one of them.
When the volcano emitted steam, we ran away up here. The road was crowded. Thick ash and pebbles were falling.
This evacuee left on a motorcycle.
We are evacuating. We left all our belongings. Everyone left.
Taal Volcano is a tourist attraction and is one of the most active volcanoes in the Philippines, located on what's known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. That's a seismically active area at risk of volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. Just last month, the Fakari White Island volcano in New Zealand erupted, killing more than a dozen people. The disaster raised questions about why visitors were allowed to get so close to an active volcano. Many travellers in the Philippines have been stranded at Manila's international airport because of volcanic ash. Tony Roger from Norway is philosophical about the travel delays.
I understand that, but of course it's... I'm not happy about it, but...
The airport in Manila has confirmed almost 200 flights have been affected, with about 170 cancelled and several others diverted. Passengers are being advised to contact their airline for help before heading to the airport. The Philippine Civil Aviation Authority and Manila International Airport Authority will do further assessments through the day. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.